This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decision on the 8th pay commission will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of all government employees who work to build a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. The vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector, emphasizing sustainable and cutting-edge technological advancements. President Draupadi Murmu will confer National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of the third launch pad, TLP, at Satish Dhawan Space Center at ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support as standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human space flight missions. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, held in wide-ranging discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi last evening. The talks focused on further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Singapore. President Murmu highlighted that Singapore is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and its vision for the Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met with the President Shanmugaratnam, where they extensively reviewed the bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The BJP will contest 68 out of the 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. BJP has left the remaining two seats for its National Democratic Alliance, constituents Janata Dal and Lok Jan Shakti Party. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and Lok Sabha MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has hit out at Congress over an alleged remark by party leader Rahul Gandhi on fighting the Indian state and accused him of undermining India's national integrity. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has stated that the law and order situation in Mumbai cannot be judged based on a few isolated incidents, asserting that the city remains the safest place. His remarks followed an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan in the early hours of Thursday, which left him injured. Meanwhile, Saif Ali Khan's team issued a statement confirming that the actor is out of danger and currently recovering. The Indian Space Research Organization achieved a historic milestone yesterday after successful space docking of its two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpadeX mission. After the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharati docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. The Railways has announced the cancellation of one Vande Bharat Express train service between Delhi and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra for 50 days. The train is being temporarily taken off for maintenance work and will remain cancelled from today until March 6. In view of the improvement in air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked the Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan across the National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision has been taken by the subcommittee on GRAP after reviewing the situation in its meeting held yesterday. In the Kho Kho World Cup 2025, both the India men's and women's teams performed exceptionally well in their group stage matches to secure spots in the quarterfinals. Each team also clinched the top position in their respective groups. In badminton, ace shuttler P.V. Sindhu progressed to the quarterfinals of the India Open with a second-round win over Japan's Manami Suizu. Sindhu will next take on Grigoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia today. In men's singles, Indian shuttler Kiran George entered the quarterfinal beating Alex Lanier of France. George will now face Wang Hoyang of China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.